Honorable Dr. Harshana Surya Peruma, you have 13 minutes.
Honorable Deputy Speaker, it is a privilege to speak about the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Foreign Employment and Tourism and the approach of the present government to take the way forward to develop this country to the next level. Our approach is based on the global connectivity to add Sri Lanka, to connect Sri Lanka to the global value chain. Sri Lanka is no longer in isolation. As a nation, we need to connect our citizens, connect our businesses to the global system. In this process, Sri Lanka has become a signatory to several global conventions. Our objective and the intention is to continue with those engagements and to harness more benefits from those arrangements that we have as a country. It is important to understand and emphasize the approach the present government has placed on these foreign relationships in order to attract investments to Sri Lanka. Investments, let it be the local investments, the foreign direct investments. We need a framework for this to safeguard these investors coming into Sri Lanka. That's why the budget has proposed for the first time to set up and implement the Investment Protection Act. The Protection Act will provide the certainty to investors to come to Sri Lanka, to invest in Sri Lankan businesses and enterprises and in new ventures. Our approach is through a zero tolerance for corruption approach when investors are coming into Sri Lanka. Mohotakata Kalin, Garunamal Rajapaksha Mantri Tuma Katakarla Kiwa, Itihasedi Ayojanavalata Virudha Unalu. ආයෝජනවලට නෙමෙයි ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමනි විරුද්ධ වුණේ විනිවිද භාවයකින් තොරව ව්‍යාපෘති ලබා දෙනවටයි විරුද්ධ වුණේ අපි අහලා තියෙනවා මිස්ටර් 10% ලා මිස්ටර් 20% ලා කමිෂන් අරගෙන ව්‍යාපෘති පිළිබඳව එලිපිට සාකච්ඡා කරපු දේවල් පිළිබඳව රටට ප්ලෑන් එකක් නැතිව ආයෝජන ගෙනන එකටයි මන්ත්‍රීතුමනි රටක් විදියට පුරවැසියෝ විරුද්ධ වුණේ ඒ වගේම ඩීල් මත පදනම් වුණු ව්‍යාපෘතිවල ආයෝජනය කිරීමටයි රටක් විදියට විරුද්ධ වුණේ මේවට තමයි මේ වර්තමාන ආණ්ඩුව අවශ්‍ය වැඩපිළිවෙල සූදානම් කරලා නිසි ක්‍රමවේදයක් සහිතව විනිවිදභාවයකින් යුතුව වගවීමක් සහිතව නැෂනල් ප්ලෑන් එකකට අනුබද්ධව මේ වැඩපිළිවෙල ක්‍රියාත්මක කරන්න ආයෝජන කැඳවන්න අවශ්‍ය වැඩපිළිවෙල සූදානම් කරලා තියෙන්නේ Honorable Deputy Speaker, that is why about 2 weeks back, myself along with the Honorable Minister of Industries, we visited Jaffna. We identified locations and sites where we can invite investors to come and take part in this journey. In this process, KK Kankasan Sure, the former cement factory setup that has been abandoned for several decades, Paranthan Chemical Zone for developing into an industrial zone, and Mankulam area to be developed into industrial zones were identified. We were accompanied by the chairman of the Board of Investments as well. We engaged with the politicians from the northern province to understand their views of what would be the best approach to develop their areas. So it is in consultation that we conduct our processes. It is with the transparency that we advocate, that we champion. In addition to that, our approach, the foreign policy, and in addition, the way that we conduct businesses with the international community. That's where, prior to the presidential election itself, we clearly indicated to the global community that we will not derail from the IMF program. We kept our promise. Within the IMF program, Honorable Deputy Speaker, we negotiated for the best benefit wherever possible. Debt restructuring agreement, we clearly had a different arrangement, a beneficial arrangement, but 2 days before the election, an agreement with MOU was signed. As a responsible government, we wanted to give the confidence to the international community. We wanted to act responsive in a responsible manner to create stability within the local economy and to attract investors. That is why, after a lot of deliberation, a particular path was chosen. Similarly, the OCC credit committee's intense discussions are going on as we speak to finalize the debt agreements. As of now, several agreements have been signed. We have been blessed with the support that has been extended by Japan, India, as co-chairs of the engagement to expedite the arrangements that we have at present. In the economic front, there are several types of diplomacy that we need to use. Economic diplomacy, security diplomacy, particularly considering the location that we are in the global framework, the maritime significance Sri Lanka holds, the exchange of intelligence, particularly considering the way how drug menace is spreading across the globe, the social, the science and technological diplomacy, political diplomacy, cultural diplomacy, people diplomacy. Honorable Deputy Speaker, I'll elaborate on that one. We need to create a positive image about Sri Lanka among the global community and among global citizens. That is through that exercise, we will be able to promote tourism, to bring more tourists to Sri Lanka who would like. It is not only based on money the tourism is about. We want them to experience how the civilized world exists 2,500 years before. Sri Lanka was a developed nation to the extent we had our own maritime fleet sailing across oceans, taking commodities, goods to other nations. We were a developed nation to the extent we had built structures, we had built judicial systems, we had hospitals, surgeries were conducted 2,500 years before. The ancient, the archaeological evidence is a testimony for those existence. Our systems, the irrigation system was so advanced through a mile of distance to an inch of inclination, the water was allowed to flow across vast distances. The rich history, the culture that we had before, we welcome people, we provide the opportunity to the global citizens to come and experience, along with the warmth, the hospitality, the smile Sri Lankan people offers, and wide range of offerings that we have. As a result of our efforts, Sri Lanka has been identified as a place safest for solo travelers to travel, as a destination for families to travel, as one of the best destinations. The beaches that we offer, warmth in the sunlight that we have, and the fresh air we have to breathe, and the clean country that we are collectively we have embarked on the journey through the Clean Sri Lanka program also to engage people in this journey. In the process, particularly identifying our relationship with the foreign nations have become helpful to strengthen our multilateral relationships, bilateral engagements. During the limited time the government is in operation, World Bank has extended further support and funding. Asian Development Bank has extended further support and funding. Japan has already started reactivating the projects that were stalled before. China has committed 3.7 billion of investments into Sri Lanka. With India, we have ongoing discussions to materialize several other investments. So it is our relationship is through a strategic arrangement to get the best commercial benefits while maintaining our position as a sovereign nation. We want to focus on our investments, our exports, our employment creation, particularly knowledge transfers. Foreign earnings is a very important element in the budget that has been focused on. Remittances is an important segment. Similarly, Sri Lankan businesses have gone and invested in overseas countries and the profits that we generate. We want to support those engagements to local businesses to go out of Sri Lanka, invest elsewhere, make use of your knowledge. There are several arrangements in the budget to facilitate this one. We are targeting from the $19 billion to move up to $40 billion export segment, value from the export segment within the next 5 years to come. In order to do that one, we need to diversify our markets, diversify our products, diversify the entrepreneurs who are engaged in. Currently it is concentrated, Honorable Deputy Speaker. We need to engage more districts in the export value addition equation. Through these arrangements, we want to develop our relationship with other countries by entering into agreements with foreign countries, considering the mutual agreements that we have for trade facilitation. International trade is not a one-way journey. It is about both ways. Similarly, we want to export to other countries. Other countries want to export to Sri Lanka as well. That is why the national single window is to be facilitated to ensure smooth operation in the ports, customs, and for businesses who are engaged in this process to get engaged actively. It is not only about the trade, the extradition treaties that we have as a country. We want to strengthen them. Criminals are harboring in different nations and conducting criminal activities. We need to ensure our relationships are taken to a level that we are able
Honorable
to...
Honourable Dr. Harshana Surya Perma, you have two more minutes.
...that we are able to bring those criminals back to Sri Lanka to take them through the due process in terms of judicial arrangements that are in place. The promotion of tourism is an important element the budget is focusing on, and the ministry that we are discussing today, that is where the destination promotion arrangement, large sums have been allocated to promote identified destinations across the country. So that is to make sure development is not concentrated only to the known location, whereas the opportunity is given to multiple locations to develop. At the same time, the city branding activity, similarly the Colombo city, we have several high spending hotels, high value adding hotels in the segment. Unfortunately, there are limited activities in the city tourism purposes. We want to ensure that we will provide enough opportunities, enough support with the intervention of the government to promote city-based activities. So when families visit to Colombo, while they are in transit to the other location, there are several engagements that they can take part in. There are various other areas that we need to look at. If you focus on the science and technological diplomacy that I mentioned earlier, connecting Sri Lanka to the global value chain in terms of knowledge body also, it's an important segment. We know the climate change, our initiatives relating to climate resilience activities, and the Sri Lankan scientists' contribution to those affairs need to be taken to the next level. Honourable Deputy Speaker, the global challenges, during the energy transformation process, we want to showcase Sri Lanka's leadership in renewable energy so we don't hurt the mother nation when we breathe. Based on those trends, we want to invite investors to come to Sri Lanka based on the level playing field that we create for investments, based on the transparency that we provide, based on the efficiency that we provide in delivering the services engaged to these enterprises focusing and coming into Sri Lanka. Therefore, the budget has allocated several resources within this journey. Just to highlight a few important elements, from 16,000 million in 2023 to 21,463 million, from 19,000 million in 2024...
Honorable Arshana Surya Perumi, your time is up.
I'll take one more minute and I'll finish very quickly. 21,463 million in 2025 year. Among the key areas that this spending are focused on, rehabilitation and improvements on capital assets that we have overseas, acquisition of new capital assets, capital transfers, capacity building in our staff members who are engaged in foreign missions, and other capital expenditure purposes, tourism section, particular allocations, National Oceanic Affairs Committee Secretariat specific allocations, Lakshman Kadirgama Institute for International Relations and Strategy Studies. There are several allocations, significant improvements on those allocations as well. We are determined not only to limit ourselves to allocation, but to ensure swift implementation in order to give the best economic opportunity and the benefits of them to our citizens. Thank you very much, Honorable Deputy Speaker.